everyone. Thank you for being here tonight. I think it was a combination of parents and school staff and administration that welcomed this evening to come together to hear concerns, talk about what happened. I want to be able to, I have some central office people here, so I want to introduce them so that they, I want them to wait. Muhideen, he is from our multilingual department. Jackie Vertigan, she is from Safety and Security. Stephen Shepherd, he's from the Positive Schoolwide Engagement Department. Julian Burns, Positive Schoolwide Engagement. All right. And just a little bit of, about me. I am Carla, and I must say that this building, walking into this building, I've been in this building maybe about five, six times so far this year. It's an extraordinary building since you've done the renovation. My first gig was at Southwest High School. I was a teacher here. I signed my very first teaching contract and became a high school teacher at Southwest. Do not ask me what year, because some of you probably, if you graduated, were probably in my class. It's been a while. And then I went on to teach at Northeast Middle School for 12 years. I was the middle school principal, and then I was a high school for 10 years, and now I'm serving as an interim associate superintendent for high school and middle school. And so that's how I got to be where I am today. And again, thank you for coming here. I took the liberty of putting together an agenda so we can structure this evening, and the outcome is to have a productive conversation, probably about many things, but particularly what happened last Friday. We're going to start out by giving an overview of what happened last Friday. I'm going to ask Tara Fitzgerald to give some highlights. And then I'm going to pause because there might be some Q&A. And we're going to incorporate in some listening. I want to be able to listen to your concerns, hopefully respond to some questions, because I think that what happened Friday perhaps is of something larger. I'm not sure, but I want to know. I want to find out. So we're going to start with that, and we're going to turn it over to Tara. All right? Okay. I was going to do it quite yet, but I can't. Okay, so usually when I have meetings, I do some norms and agreements, and I kind of wait till everybody's here before I do it, because then people who are not here then don't get the norms and agreements. So when we open it up to Q&A and have some questions, there's some agreements that I'd like us all to have. I want us to be able to presume positive intention. So if we, instead of blaming or shaming, if we could ask some clarifying questions. And I would like you to be able to speak your truth with grace. And that means respectfully, with positive intention, and not being disrespectful. We have to be okay with non-closure because tonight might be the first of many meetings. I'm hoping it is, actually. It could be an opportunity. So with that, I'm just going to ask if there's anybody that don't, doesn't think, this is why we're doing a classroom or a staff, if anybody doesn't think that they can abide by that, raise your hand and maybe make an amendment or adjustment to our protocols and procedures tonight. Are we good? Yeah? Okay, thank you.
Okay. So as Carla said,